Ricky Gervais smeared as transphobic for saying women shouldn't be forced to wax a trans woman's testicles. By BenQ on July 23, 2019. British actor-comedian Ricky Gervais has been branded transphobic by LGBT activists after he defended the right of women not to wax the testicles of a transgender person who identifies as a woman. The debate started after Gervais weighed in on a recent controversy in Canada, where an immigrant woman who ran a Brazilian waxing business was forced to shut down after being sued for refusing to wax a transgender woman's genitalia. Another 15 other female business owners have also been taken to court by the same trans individual, who argues that their refusal amounts to gender discrimination. How did we get to the point where women are having to fight for the right to choose whether they wax some big old hairy cock and balls or not? Gervais asked on Twitter Sunday. It is not a human right to have your meat and two veg polished. His comments immediately sparked a backlash from his progressive followers, with one LGBT activist accusing him of transphobia and disguising his bigotry as feminism. Surely real feminism also covers a woman's right not to have to wax someone's knob and bollocks if they don't want to, Gervais replied. Despite describing himself as a champagne socialist, the 58-year-old comedian is a straight shooter, often defending free speech while taking a stand against the radical left. Last month, The Office creator called out the hypocrisy of milkshake-throwing leftists, pointing out that those who endorse such violent acts are often the same people who believe that words and speech can equate to violence. It's interesting that the people who believe that throwing a milkshake in someone's face shouldn't be considered assault are often the same people who believe that saying things should be, he wrote at the time. Gervais has also repeatedly defended the importance of free speech, a position he says has led him to be branded a right-wing extremist. If you don't believe in free speech for people who you hate, fear and disagree with, then you don't believe in free speech, Gervais said. I'm an old-fashioned liberal lefty, champagne socialist type of guy. A pro-equality, opportunity for all, welfare state snowflake. But, if I ever defend freedom of speech on here, I'm suddenly an alt-right Nazi. How did that happen? Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.